For as long as most of us can remember, playing video games has always been a common way to pass the time. In fact, over 95% of children play today. This may bother some people given some of the negative stereotypes associated with children playing video games. The idea that they poison our minds and turn us into social outcasts has been put in our heads for years. Let me be the first to tell you that that is not the case. Studies have shown that playing video games can help children develop all kinds of life skills. The renaissance of multiplayer and online gaming has made playing video games just as much of a social activity as other forms of networking, encouraging pro-social behavior from a very young age. Microsoft, known for their Xbox and Windows PCs, has let it be known that they strongly believe in these benefits, as they do a lot to support those who have a passion to play. I spoke with their community outreach specialist, Catherine Albino, about how exactly Microsoft is taking a proactive role in being supportive.
We've also spanned where we're taking free summer camps that we teach every year, and we've actually turned it into a summer camp for children as young as 8 years old. And it's actually called Grow Your Passion for Gaming and Learn Positive Life Skills. So it actually, we believe that it actually helps teach some of those skills as well.
There are still those skeptical that gaming can be beneficial, but slowly and surely as time goes on, perception begins to change.
Even when I talk to parents about it every day, where I tell them, hey, we have a summer camp and it actually focuses on gaming, they're like, oh, are you sure? And I'm like, no, but really, gaming does teach kids social development skills as well as STEM skills. So you get into science and engineering and coding. We're teaching kids like hour of code for as young as like 3 years old.
You could say that playing video games teaches kids life skills in the same way that any other competition or sport does. Enter the world of esports. Esports, otherwise known as electronic sports, is a form of competition that uses different video games, often organized into a group of teams or individuals that compete against one another. The sport has seen a rapid increase in interest over the past few years, so I decided to reach out to Dalton McGee, head coach of Lanphier High School and Southeast High School's esports teams, and he told me about some of the things that has caused the sport to grow in the way it has.
I think there was a vacuum of interest. You have a lot of kids that don't necessarily feel part of traditional sports, but love gaming. And when colleges and professionals started taking an interest in it and putting money into it, high schools also realized, hey, our kids can pay for their education by being good in game. And that's really appealing to a kid who's grown up playing video games and may not necessarily be as successful in traditional sports, or someone who is also successful in traditional sports but is good here too. So it just opens a medium where they can use their talent to really go somewhere in their life.
Esports is not just limited to extracurricular activities, no, but it is a way that students can now pay for their education, as a lot of colleges are beginning to offer scholarships to top players.
There's a kid that goes to Southeast High School in Springfield, one of my players, that just earned a really good scholarship to go to Robert Morris University in Chicago and play on their esports team, and he's going to only get to go there because so much money was given to him for playing esports. And I see no reason a kid can't pay for their education in-game when you can already pay for it on a field or on a court.
Dalton believes that esports has the potential to be as large as any other competitive league given the nature of the sport.
The thing about esports is because of the nature of gaming and being online, it is a worldwide thing. And I think it's going to blow up. And on that note, I'm really excited that our high school in particular is already riding that wave, because once everybody else catches up, we'll get to be ahead of the game.
Some may wonder, if you have a passion for gaming, what are some career options? Well, other than pro gamer, there are some other avenues that can be explored.
It also stems into high school and college, where you can get into not only just professional gaming careers, which is really building and like taking a huge strong force, but you also get into graphic design, computer game design. I actually went to a school where they taught game design and all of the different skills were taught with creativity and coding and all of that.
As far as esports goes, if you want to have a career in that field, just know playing is not the only way to make it.
There are broadcasters, there are, journalists, there are people that like interview the players, there are people that are behind the scenes doing all the tech and the production of the thing. Like, it has every job an NFL league, like the NFL would have. They can do everything from playing to being a guy that's in the broadcasting booth. And when that's what somebody's passion is, why not use it for esports?
So parents, I understand you do not want your kids spending all of their time playing video games, but if they have a passion for it, try to allow them to have their time with it. It may help build them into something special. Who knows how far they can go with it. Also, if anyone would like to watch or participate in an esports tournament, Microsoft does host them at their different store locations every Friday. You can come in by yourself or as a group and sign up to compete against other top players. This is Brandon Smith, WUIS, signing out.